This past Saturday, Elevate Arkansas, an urban community wellness center, hosted its first walk in its spring-long wild plant and edible foraging series. Touted as a way to find free, organic, and vitamin-rich food growing in your own backyard, the walk took place at Little Rock's Alsop Park, where about 15 people showed up, including a few children. It was an unseasonably warm and sunny day, and the park was filled with children running, dogs sniffing, a group of masons holding a baseball tournament, and several mountain bikers on their way to the bike trails. Before heading into the more wooded areas, we met by the tennis courts near the creek, where many of the adults were armed with notebooks and iPhones in hand, ready to document information about each of the plants. Elevate director Jeff Dempsey began the walk by asking everyone to take a look at the books they had on hand, a necessary resource, he said, for both beginner and veteran foragers alike.
There's so many plants that are edible that I stick to the ones that I know, but, you know, I'll branch out when I find a new one or whatever, but I'll just, you know, always just double check with, you know, at least a couple of references and make sure I know exactly what it is. But with that, I think we're ready to start walking. Let's get into it. And if any of you guys want to just take one of these books with you, if you got an extra hand and whatnot, you're welcome to. But other than that, let's get walking.
With Jeff leading the way, we headed toward the stream, pillowy pockets of clover underfoot.
First thing I'll show you guys, it's the easiest thing everybody knows, is clover. Okay, and it's edible. You can pick the leaves and put them into a salad. You can pick the flowers and put them in a salad. Or you can, sometimes what we'll do if we find a lot of the flowers is actually like fritter them and fry them up. And you can do that with dandelions too. If there's just a bajillion dandelions, pick them all and batter them and throw them into a little oil and saute them, and they're really good that way. So clover, it grows everywhere. Let's take a walk over here. You see a lot of this pretty much all over Arkansas. This is just a wild chive or wild onion. So you can chop that up and put it in your salad. It tastes just like chives, just like onions or onion leaves.
One of my favorites of the day was henbit. I can almost promise you that it's growing somewhere near your house, probably right next to the clover. A member of the mint family, it has square-like leaves and is currently in its flowering stage, dotted with tiny lavender blooms.
We're going to find a bit more of this as we go. This grows everywhere in Arkansas, and that is henbit. It's a little bit hairy and, you know, kind of...
Say it again?
Henbit.
Henbit.
Mm-hmm. And it actually has like a square stem. It's related to mint. It doesn't taste minty at all. It tastes kind of like a mushroom or something.
We walked on, still in a rather populated area of the park. Dempsey noted that it's best not to forage in these traveled areas due to all the foot traffic. And even though many plants won't grow along heavily traveled paths, you can still find some of the hardiest versions next to parking lots and trails.
This right here is plantain, and it's a very nutritious herb. I was telling some folks on the table that you can actually crush it up. You have like a mosquito bite or something like that, or a cut, you can crush it up and use it as like a poultice. It's got these prominent veins on it, and there are several different types of this. What I like to do with like this, because it grows all over my yard, and so does dandelion, is I'll pick this and you know, get a good handful of it and blend up like bananas and peaches or blueberries and just any kind of fruits, and then throw that handful in there, and then you got like boom, and you got the powers needed.
It seems like
yeah.
A lot of this.
Okay, good. So this is Doug has just found some curly dock. Okay, and curly dock is like a not the greatest tasting plant, and it can grow really big. Like these leaves, I mean, they could be like this big after a while. And you want to make sure if you're going to eat them, especially if you're going to eat them raw, just pick the little leaves on there.
As we headed up to the more wooded areas, we picked peppergrass and tasted the edible flowers from a redwood tree. Up into the rockier terrain of the mountain bike trail, we found one of my personal favorites, the tart and punchy wood sorrel.
And this variety has like a purple underside on the leaf. And it's also got that kind of purpley thing on the top that makes it look like a clover. And it looks a whole lot like a clover, except for,
As we walk through some of the shadier and fern-filled areas, we sampled shoots of the greenbrier plant, which tasted much like fresh green beans, and sampled some wintercress, a plant similar to watercress, which also grows wild. Some of the plants were plentiful, others were just beginning to peek out behind the fallen dead leaves scattered along the ground. And while most of the walk was focused on adding some free, nutrition-loaded plants to meals and smoothies, there was some discussion of survival eating.
So everybody knows about pine trees. They're everywhere, but maybe you didn't know that you can actually eat the pine needles, but you can eat, like, if they have little bitty shoots on the end, that's what you want to eat, the tender. And then also, if you're, like, in a survival situation, there's pine trees around, you can take the inner bark, you can scrape it off, and you can make it into a flour.
There will be several other plant walks taking place throughout the spring and summer. The next one will be on April 7th. For more information, visit Elevate Arkansas at elevatearkansas.org. For Ozarks at Large, I'm Meredith Martin-Moots.